Artemis folded her arms over her chest. I don't like this plan. I want one where my powers stay inside me. There's no other plan, and not really enough time to think of one. Ash indicated the tomb with a jerk of his chin. You'll have a better time negotiating with Apollyme than you will with them. The only one who can contain them is Sin, and he has to have his powers back to do it. Cat gave her mother her best pout. Please? We need you. I need you. Artemis reluctantly held her hand out to Cat. Cat smiled at her mother, grateful that she was being reasonable for once. Thank you. You better be thankful. Artemis cast a hostile glare to each one of them. All of you. Sin wasn't quite so accommodating when Cat tried to touch him.
Are you sure you're not reversing this and taking what little powers I have left to give to Artemis?
She more than understood his fear. Even so, she couldn't resist teasing him for it. Guess you'll have to trust me, huh?
Sin hesitated. Deep inside, he was terrified of touching her now. Cat could kill him. Not just physically, but if she betrayed him, there would be no way back, and he knew he'd never recover. He was more vulnerable now than he'd ever been before. All the centuries of betrayal were there, and they wanted him to run for the door.
But as he looked at her, his heart truly believed she would never hurt him again. Not intentionally. It's now or never. His heart thundered in his chest as he took her hand in his and waited for her to betray him. Cat closed her eyes and summoned her failing powers. She felt the small electrical charge that went through her as she sorted through her mother's powers to find the ones she'd taken from Sin all those centuries before. Once she found them, she let them flow from her back to Sin. Artemis jerked back. You're weakening me too much! Sin was frozen as he realized that Cat hadn't betrayed him. More to the point, he had powers he hadn't felt in thousands of years, and it felt damn good. Cat had returned to him everything she'd taken. Everything. He had his full god strength back. Lifting her hand to his lips, he kissed her knuckles.
Hey, Acheron snapped. If you want to keep that mouth attached to your head, I suggest you put some distance between it and her skin.
Sin laughed as he pulled back.
Sorry.
He turned to Ash.
I'm ready to battle.
Good. Let's do it.